Greetings, everybody. We are at Arts at Epic at Epic Center in Grand Prairie, Texas. As you can see, we have all of the great vibes out here. We have different vendors, local artists, artisans. And this is not only a one-time thing. We have this coming up for the whole year coming up, hopefully. Fingers crossed, y'all. So if you want to tap in, if you want to, you know, try out and just step into this world of art and the healing aspect of it, come on out. You can follow me at any of my social media outlets. And you can follow me on Culture Soul Henna or Cultura del Alma. And my name is Bri, y'all. Send y'all love.
Spell that.
Yeah, so Cultura del Alma is at CulturaDelAlma. Cultura del Alma. And y'all can just check me out on any social media outlet on there.
Hey.
Yes.
Pronouns. I am an emotional intelligence consultant. I am an emotional health coach. And I am your inner child's fairy godparent, if you can't tell by the outfit. I am here to help you understand that the door is locked from the inside through poetry, through being able to help you with your emotional health, with being able to connect you to deeper parts of yourself. You know, all that trendy stuff that people talk about doing, but how often do you actually sit down and do the work? I make it approachable to do the work. But today, I'm just here to be a poet. And I'm going to bless you with a couple of different things because we're here to understand the evolution of art, the power
Thank
of
you.
Art,
like
the
it.
Tremendous vibrancy All right. of what we do and become as artists
Thank you.
And we show up and we give of ourselves. So I want to give a couple things of myself today because, you know, why not? We are here to bless each other. So I have two pieces for you. And then I have one gift to give away, especially for those ladies who are listening, because it is Women's History Month, and we are in full support of getting what you need for yourself so you can pour into the cups of others, all right? So this first piece is called My Self-Worth. It's a piece that I wrote when I was 17 years old. Now, I am a beautiful 32 right now. This piece is from 17, and I want you to track the growth of how life has impacted me and my evolution since then. It goes a little something like this. Do you see this face? Decorated with the most beautiful smile even you or I have ever seen. Sir, I am being. And ladies, I am joyful. It is because I have finally found my self-worth. It had been something I had been searching for the longest. Thought after the umbilical cord was cut and I was washed off, I might have lost it at birth. As a little round, brown-faced girl, I distinctly remember looking under rocks and checking in the cracks of the bark of oak trees. You see, I swam in snake-infested creeks, and I outran rottweilers. I even survived molestation. Hoping the recovery from this traumatic situation would lead to the discovery of my self-evaluation. But to my youthful disappointment, I found nothing new in me, except for dirt underneath my fingernails, bites on my thighs, and a broken introduction into sexuality. As a preteen, I distinctly remember going through split personality after split personality after split personality, searching for an identity that would meet my longing need. Define what I'm good for, asking God what's my purpose so that I could live this life successfully. You see, it was my entire being's desire to stop this heart of mine from bleeding. But years of chasing after the stereotypical idea of what someone that looks like me should be, well, they got me nowhere. Once again, just drowning in a shallow end where I was somehow still in too deep. Y'all, I assure you that it is wild how I sometimes lose myself in me. Years of idolizing women and men, just trying to find a place where this face, this shape, this hair, and this weight would fit in. But I came to a glorious place. I promise you, just a couple months ago, you see, I had leased myself out one too many times and thought I had finally stunted my growth. But in my darkest, most shameful moments, self-worth came clearly. She said, baby, I have been here all along, so why even look for me? She said, yeah, you messed up time and time and time and time again. But it's because you gave so little to you and invested so much in them. And you know what I did, y'all? I said I was sorry. I cried, I begged for her forgiveness. I said I was just trying to find my...
So we're out here at Arts at Epic, and my name is Ra Kalam. Have had such an amazing time getting to observe the art and the artists, watching the intentionality that these people put into their work, and other people who are consumers coming by and getting to connect with them through their work. It's been exquisite, so I've had a great time.
Now you said something. You did a piece.
I sure did. I did a couple pieces. I am a poet, also an emotional intelligence consultant, but spoken word is a way to connect with people far and wide. We had a great time.
Tell us about your emotional intelligence.
So emotional intelligence is the ability to understand how what you feel impacts what you think, which impacts what you do. So whether you're an individual, a part of a couple, a part of a family, a part of a company, or part of a community, these kinds of conversations about emotional health can help you amplify your emotional well-being as well as your physical and mental health. So if you have questions about it, you can visit me at rahkalon.com. That's R-A-H-K-A-L-O-N, and I would love to connect.
Yes, thank you, sister.
Thank you, and thank you for the opportunity.
Okay, let's go.
All righty. So we're with the DFW Network Chamber of Commerce. We support small businesses, and so we have memberships at $50 per year. And so all small businesses that are in our chamber, we try to support each other with our information that we have. Like, I'm an accountant and a tax person, so if I can help one of our members in that regard. And we also are a nonprofit, so nonprofit status, we do a lot of community-based events that help the community. And so right now we have this one going on right here.
Support our seniors.
Yeah, so our senior citizens need help with their food pantry, and so we right now have that drive going on, and we'll take whatever type of donation that you can help in that area.
Is there a drop-off box anywhere?
No, it's just you will send your donations, and we go pick up the eggs and the different items that they need for.
Gotcha.
Restock their pantry.
Where do we go to do the donations?
It's on there. It's info@dfwnetworkchamber.org.
Okay.
You see that?
I do it at the very bottom.
Okay. And any donations that you would like to give, we would appreciate it.
Okay. Excellent.
Alrighty. And my name is Patricia Ray Lipsy. I'm the treasurer for the DFW Network Chamber.
All right, we're here at Epic Central, and we have
Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine. And Jasmine's going to tell us about her business.
So I am actually a hairstylist and a braider. I am currently located in Arlington. It's very close to Six Flags. And I am mainly a braider. Right
okay.
Now we are doing some braids.
Okay, looking good, looking good. Yes, I can feel you. Well, how do we contact you, Miss Jasmine?
So you can contact me. I am on Instagram as Jazzy, J-A-Z-Z-Y, _ Braider, B-R-A-I-D-E-R. Or you can go into my Facebook, same name, just no _. You can also contact me through my text messages. So 817-715-1903.
And
right. You can text me or call me anytime.
That's what's up, Jasmine. Thank you.
Thank
good
you.
Job. Looking good. She gonna have you straight by the end of the night.
Oh, yeah. Music's good, too.
Okay.
Taking the stage.
Okay, Audacity. Sexy Lexi. Miss Lisa. Say hello. What's your name?
Hello, I'm Glo from We Are Arts. You can go check me out at weare.art with 2 T's.
All right, look what she doing, y'all. Doing that face. Look like some tribal art there. Okay.
Sukuna.
Sukuna? What does Sukuna mean?
Sukuna is from actually an anime that's called JJK. That's another name for it too, also. But Jujutsu Kaisen.
Okay, thank you. You educated us today.
Arts at Epic, I, Frontier, got to do some live painting. This is a collection of my new paintings that I've been working on, acrylic paintings, watercolor. And so I podcast as a New Z's podcast host and things, but I also did live art. This piece is what art means to me. It's therapeutic, it's meditation, it's joy, it's peace, it's relaxation. So that's what I intended to convey with this acrylic paint. Here on the scene at Epic Central here in Grand Prairie, Texas, at the art market. How you doing? Creative ideas. You want to say something on my video real quick?
Y'all come on out. I know it's cold, but we'll be here all night. Come see our creative ideas.
Come see their creative ideas. Very creative. What? How do we contact you?
On Instagram at creativeideas.nf.
All right. Yes. Thank you so much. Okay, here's some more creative ideas, y'all. Ooh, it's pretty. What do you make it with?
They're ceramic coasters and then acrylic paint with a resin seal.
Resin seal. I gotta learn that resin. I did some live painting. Okay, tell us who you are, ma'am.
My name is Sabrina Webster, and I'm the owner of Azina Care Skincare Line.
Okay, skincare line. We like skincare around here.
And I make it all myself, except for my lipsticks and my lip glosses, everything, lotions, the body butters, the toners, the soaps, is all made by me.
Okay, I like that. I like handmade. How do we contact you?
I have a square site on Azina Care, or you can also go to Facebook, which is Azina Care, and Instagram is Azina _ Care.
Spell it.
Azina _CARE.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
They called it bone knit.
Because it helped knit the bones together. And they
would take
a load.
Say hi, you on my video.
Like a big bunny rabbit hair. And they would put it on their arm and they'd wrap their coat.
What's a tooth gem? Whose table is this? What's a tooth gem? Oh, just that one? There's two. Oh, you just gotta go right now. Are you painting right now?
Yes.
Can I get over there?
Of course.
All right. What's your name?
Zach.
Hey, Zach.
How you doing?
Good. Wow, you're doing your thing right now.
Yeah, working on some Ed and Eddie pieces, some quick pieces I could do while I'm out here.
Okay, that's what's up. Tell us how we can get in contact. And tell us your name and how we can get in contact.
My name is Akia Smith. You can follow me at Rebel Arts XZAC on my Instagram. I do art. I do tattoos. I recently started being an art show, so I'm getting the groove of this. So, y'all like what y'all see, come holler at me. Just add me and I add back. I follow. I communicate. I do it all.
Spell it for me.
Rebel Arts, RebelArtxZAC.
Thank you so much, Rebel.
Thank you.
So I have a podcast. It's called A News You Can Use Podcast that promotes black business owners and artists.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you follow me, I'll tag you.
Okay, I will.
It's really nice. I really like it. Got that live art going. Got that live art going. Yeah. Yeah, I do. Oh, I love that.
Thank you.
Okay, well, yeah. Who are we?
We are Shanae. My Instagram is pg.tika, T-I-K-A-92.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And this is her. You must be the husband.
Uh-huh.
I love that.
She found me on the way up here.
No, come on. You're all right. Call some pictures. I love it. I love the support.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Very, very talented.
Exactly. I'm feeling this one. This look like something I would do. Yeah. Totally. I do abstract paint, so I did some painting up there. If you want to, please do. Audacity.
Back to Dallas. Hi, my name is Jason Salinas, and I'm one of the owners of the Plug Hub Network who hosted this event today. I'm also the owner of Divine Beauty Studios, which is this tent right here. And today we just have a bunch of creatives coming out for Arts at Epic, and we're just showcasing everyone's art and artistic things. It is a little cold out here, but we making it,
Yeah, we making
it
work.
And we're doing henna, and we're also doing tooth gems.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Thank you.